The bears have come out this summer in Colorado. A late frost, severe drought, and population pressures have depleted the animal's natural summer food supply. So bears have been breaking into mountain homes and raiding campsites, activities that bring them very close to humans. In fact, Colorado wildlife officials say this is the worst year for bear encounters they've ever seen. NPR's Mark Roberts reports.
In the Colorado resort town of Snowmass Village, Marilyn Caldwell never thought the smell of homemade bread might bring bears to the house. But early one morning, she woke up to strange noises and spotted a mother bear and two cubs in the backyard. Caldwell and her husband then found their kitchen window ripped open with teeth and claw marks on the steel frame.
There were paw prints on the counter. We surmised that the mother had forced her way, her head and shoulders, in through the window, very carefully reached into a ceramic bowl and got the bagels and the bread, and that's what they had for breakfast.
Snowmass Village Animal Control Officer Lori Smith says she's had calls about bears in children's sandboxes and bears that ripped covers off swimming pools.
I had a whole family in a rental house downstairs with a bear upstairs ransacking the refrigerator, going for the ice cream, and family thought it was just Dad upstairs raiding the fridge.
State wildlife officials don't keep a tally of all the bear complaints, but they say thousands of reports have come in from people in mountain towns and popular recreation spots all over the state. 30 miles from Snowmass Village, U.S. Forest Service District Recreation Manager Mike Keneally stands at the entrance to three campgrounds in the White River National Forest.
We're here at Rudai Reservoir on the Frying Pan River drainage, and I'm posting signs to inform the public that we've closed campgrounds to nighttime use due to a number of bears, black bears, that have been frequenting the campgrounds.
Normally, hundreds of people with tents and camp trailers fill these campsites. Today, with only a couple of boats on the reservoir, the empty campgrounds have a kind of ghostly feel. Just off the road, Keneally points to dense, dry brush with greenish-yellow leaves.
As you can see on this chokecherry bush, two or three berries hanging where typically there would be a clump of 30 or 40, and we don't find any service berries at all. And that's certainly part of the situation with the bears. They're just looking for food, and here where they'd naturally be looking for food and finding plenty of berries to eat, there are almost absolutely none there, so they're looking for the other food sources now.
Keneally says a spring cold snap and this summer's hot weather killed most of the acorns and berries the bears depend on for food. This time of year, bears need to feed voraciously to put on weight before they hibernate. Obviously, Keneally says, a campground full of people with hamburgers, potato chips, and soda pop attract hungry bears, and that poses a threat to campers.
It's just like smelling a barbecue at your neighbor's house. You know it's good food, and here we come.
Across Pitkin County, towns such as Snowmass Village sit in prime bear habitat, surrounded by thick brush and a forest of aspen and spruce trees. Over the summer, Colorado Division of Wildlife Officer Kevin Wright says he's chased more bears from homes, cars, and pickup truck campers than he can count.
There's been especially one sow and two cubs, and another sow and cub that's really been real active in town this year. Kind of going around, almost circling the town, going from one part of the town to the next.
Wright says bears usually get into houses through open doors or windows, but he says Snowmass Village does more to bear-proof the town than most places. People here keep trash dumpsters and garbage cans locked inside heavy wooden sheds. This year, the town put out a bear alert, warning vacationers who rent homes and condos not to leave trash, pet food, or bird feeders outside, and to clean up barbecue grills. The precautions, Wright says, safeguard bears as much as people. If a bear becomes a nuisance, Colorado law gives bears two strikes and you're out.
If they do not respond to our negative reinforcement, such as stinging it with some rubber buckshot, putting ammonia out, different things like that to try and deter the bear, if it continually breaks in, basically as a last resort, if we need to, we can trap the bear and transplant the bear. If that bear gets into trouble again, starts breaking into homes again, we have to kill the bear.
This year, the Colorado Wildlife Division estimates just 12 black bears have been destroyed out of a state population of 12,000 animals. So far, no people have been hurt, but the closed campgrounds won't reopen until further notice. Unless the forest gets substantial rainfall, which brings out a bumper crop of berries, state wildlife officers don't expect any let-up in bear complaints until October or early November, when the bears hibernate for the winter. Mark Roberts, NPR News, Snowmass Village, Colorado.